Hello, and welcome to the NCE Success Stories podcast, where we ask a counselor who's recently passed the National Counseling Exam all the burning questions that you have as you wonder how to pass with confidence. My name is Josh Keller, and I'm the owner of NCEExamPrep.com, and today I have with me Consuelo. Consuelo passed the NCE on September 8th in Chicago, Illinois. She's a mom of three adult children, and she's recently transitioned from a career in insurance to a career in counseling. She was working as a volunteer at her church, focusing on helping people with trauma, substance abuse, and domestic violence issues. And she found her passion for counseling doing that. And so I'm so excited to have her here with me today. Consuelo, thanks so much for joining me.
Gosh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah, great. Well, tell me a little bit more just about your experience on test day, passing the NCE. So you passed September 8th?
Yes.
Yeah. And how did you find out that you passed?
I found out that I passed once I was done taking the test. They handed me a sheet of paper that I kind of balled up. I didn't want to look at the time.
Okay.
And as I was walking to the elevator, I opened it up and it said passed. And I just, yeah, let the waterworks flow.
Oh, you did you start crying?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, I cried for 24 hours.
Did you really? Well, yes. Those are happy tears for sure. And relief tears probably too.
Yes. Yes,
awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to find out right away. Some people have to wait a little bit before they find out. So that was
good. I was pretty excited. I was pretty happy to see the results right away, because I think the anxiety of waiting would have been unbearable for me. So it worked out.
So how did you celebrate? Did you go home and have a big dinner? What did you do?
Literally, I was so overwhelmed. I literally cried and slept for 24 hours.
Wow.
You know, I felt like I had been preparing for such a long time for that day to come. And I think my expectation was that I wasn't going to pass.
Oh, really?
I think that's what I was expecting. But, you know, but with all the tools and the resources that the NCE exam prep provided, it just really stamped and sealed the deal.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So what were some of the strategies that you used as you were preparing and studying that helped you to feel most successful on actual test day?
I used that affirmation. I had it somewhere. That affirmation paragraph that you have as part of the packet.
Okay.
I definitely said that every day.
Good.
Before I prepare. I also used the mindset. A map that you had provided.
Okay.
I used that as well. Mindfulness. Definitely did a lot of breathing exercises, a lot of mindfulness exercises just for the study time.
Yeah.
To kind of get me to really focus on the actual content that I was studying. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in the mind frame of studying, I pulled up the videos that you had.
Okay.
And really focused on the parts of the test that I would struggle with, or that I scored lower.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically used everything that you provided.
Okay.
Good. You know, provided as part as of the full kit.
Good.
Of the NCE exam prep program.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that you were able to utilize all those different aspects of it. You know, everybody benefits differently, you know, from different aspects. And so because of learning styles or because of just the way that people deal with tests, you know, it's important that we have, you know, lots of different options out there. And so I'm glad that that was meaningful for you. So on actual test day, you know, what was that like for you? You know, you went to a testing center. Was it what you expected when you got there? What was that all like for you?
Honestly, I didn't go with any kind of, I didn't know what to expect. And I think I was just such a ball of nerves.
Okay.
There. But I got there early. They opened up early, which was nice. Went straight into a room. We were in like kind of cubicle settings with dividers,
mm-hmm.
where we were sitting within 6 feet of each other and facing a wall.
Yeah.
So that part of it was pretty intense.
Okay.
Because they had opened up earlier. It was hot. It was so hot.
Oh no.
Then it was so cold. So the temperature was fluctuating. I was like, I should have brought a jacket. But yeah, it was very nice, very clean.
So how did you manage that stress and anxiety as you were sitting there working your way through the questions?
I did do some breathing exercises, and I kept reminding myself of that affirmation. I deserve to pass this test.
Yeah.
I deserve to pass this test. I just kept saying it over and over again and remembering when I would go through the practice test and, you know, how you would say in the videos, don't read too much into the questions.
Yeah.
You know, and that just kept resonating with me as I was sitting there. So that kind of helped to kind of calm down the anxiety.
Just reassuring yourself that, you know, you've done the hard work, right? You deserve it. You've put in the effort, and just those affirmations can help relieve some of that anxiety, which, yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear. Okay. So you mentioned several of the resources that I provide with NCE exam prep. Did you use the study manual or just the practice tests and some of the videos? What all did you use?
I used the videos, I used the practice test, and I did some parts of the manual. I used it basically for the parts that were really, I was having a hard time remembering, like statistics,
yeah.
You know? And I think I spent a lot of time in the manual for statistics and for, I think it was research methods.
Yeah.
For those two, I spent a lot of time in the manual, but I used every I think I used everything that you had offered.
Yeah.
The practice tests are really helpful, and it gave me the actual setup of what the test was going to look like. And it was exactly what the test looked like.
Really?
So some of the questions that were on the practice test, they were actually on the test. And I was like, I know this answer. I know this answer.
Well, that's purely coincidence because
yeah.
I know that, you know, I don't have the exact answers, but, you know, that's good to know that it was very similar. And that
yeah, it was very similar. Maybe not the exact, but it was very similar.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble with NBC. I promise NBCC, I don't have the actual answers. Yeah. So were there other resources besides NCE exam prep that you use? I know there's a lot of things out there that are really great.
Oh, there are so many different tools out there. When I started off, I started off with Encyclopedia, the Counting Encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did not work for me. Too much information. Very overwhelming.
Okay.
I'm more of an auditory learner. So I think knowing that really helped me to channel in on, you know, where my strength was. So just reading a book wasn't going to help.
Well, that's what I hear from a lot of people is it's just really important to know yourself and to know your learning style and really stick with what's working for you instead of what's working for someone else. So that's good to hear. Yeah. So is there anything that you would do differently if you had to kind of prepare and, you know, if you were to change anything about, you know, what your method looked like, would you do anything different?
I think that I would stick straight with the NCE exam program and not use anything else.
Okay.
Because it became too cumbersome and overwhelming.
Gotcha.
You know, trying to fit in everything along with your course.
Gotcha.
And life happened, so.
Yeah,
I think that's about the only thing is that I'll just stick with the resources that you provided through the NCE exam program.
Sure. Yeah, I think that I've heard that from other people as well, that just it can be so overwhelming trying to make all of the different systems and information mesh. And, you know, we try to provide everything that's needed if people are using our resources, but yeah, that's good to hear as well. So suppose you are sitting in front of somebody that's getting ready to go in and take their test. Maybe somebody's listening to this success story of yours, you know, the night before, trying to pump themselves up and get geared up and excited to walk into their test. And you had 30 seconds to just give them something valuable or encouraging. What would you say to somebody who's about to walk in?
You've worked this hard. Don't give up and just push through.
Good. good word of encouragement. Well, Consuelo, thank you so much for joining me, and really congratulations on a really well-deserved passing score. Excited to hear about where your career takes you in the future.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye. NCE Exam Prep seeks to provide quality, reliable, and easy-to-use preparation material to help test takers confidently pass the National Counseling Exam. For more information, go to nceexamprep.com.